Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
All right, Mary, thank you very, very much. Good morning again, everybody. Our second hour for this Sunday morning, and we welcome you. If I can help you with a plant question, I ask that you please give me a call. That number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Simple as that. We have a couple of callers ahead of you, and a couple of very interesting questions I think you'll find very helpful on I'll deal with them as we get there. Right now, though, standing by, we have Tucker Reed from the Dallas Arboretum. And, Tucker, I had a photo on my iPhone from my own yard, and I just posted it on my Facebook page of the plant you're talking about. Love that plant. Love that plant.
It's Polygonatum odoratum variegatum. The easier way to say it is variegated Solomon seal. And this is, I've talked about this before, actually about the same time this time last year I talked about this plant. This is a hardy plant for the shade garden. It takes full to part shade. I've got it actually in about half day sun at the garden even, and it does wonderfully. This is a tough, tough perennial that you're not going to kill unless you spray Roundup on it. If you forget to water this plant, it's not going to die. If you water it a little too much, it's not going to die. It's just that tough.
And
this is the plant that, because we're not really successful with growing a lot of the hostas out there. Yeah, we got a few of them, and if you find the right spot in your garden, you might be pretty successful. This is the plant we should grow instead of trying to just force hostas to grow over and over and over. We only talk about this one, but if you went to a mail order website like Plant Delights in Raleigh, North Carolina, they have 10 or 15 different polygonatums, different textures, different sizes, different variegations, all looking relatively the same, but so do all the hostas. Basically, all we're doing is changing the variegation, changing the size. So this is a plant that, because the hostas don't really like our super hot heat in the summer, and this plant doesn't really care about the heat, we should be using more of this, and we should push this. This is a plant that when you buy it in a nursery, you're going to feel a little bit disappointed, because it's going to be in like a 1 gallon pot, and it's going to have two or three stems, and it's not going to look like a whole lot. But if you plant that 1 gallon pot, I can guarantee you in 5 years, that thing's going to cover more than 3 feet in every direction.
Yeah, it is beautiful. It is a perennial, folks. Dies to the ground in the winter, and you'll think, well, I bet I'll never see that one again. And sure enough, it comes back. Tucker, Mike's, and Jimmy Turner, you're one of your predecessors there, kind of. I realize your job descriptions are a little different, but Jimmy talked me into this plant very easily when I saw it, and I happened to find it at one of the local nurseries that year. I don't think I've seen it available very many times since then.
I've seen it, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was at Nicholson Hardy.
Good.
It was at the nursery. The nursery went up, the one next to
Bob's store. Over by
Bob's store. And he had it there in 1 gallon pots. And again, it was just a couple little stems. Didn't look like a whole lot, but it was there, and I did see it. And you might have to ask for it, because sometimes during the course of the season, it'll get shuffled to the bottom of the shelves instead of being up on the top where all the showy stuff is. But it's definitely, if you're looking for a really fun, tough perennial that you'll never have to plant again, go get this one.
I have corrected it on my post. I had Polygonum, and it accidentally didn't finish out the Polygonatum. So if you see that, I have edited that, and I have said, yes, I'm done editing, but sometimes that doesn't always show. Anyway, it is on my Facebook page if you want to see what it looks like. It's a beautiful plant, variegated Solomon seal, and it gets 12, 15 inches tall, somewhere in there. Little flowers are really precious, little white things that hang down right now, and I like this plant. I would use it in the same places you use hostas: shade, highly organic, some moisture, so it doesn't let it spread faster. Is that okay?
All right.
So Dallas Bloom's going on one more week, right?
One more week, all the way to Easter Sunday.
All right. And Children's Adventure Garden, tell us.
It is open. It's raring to go. It's you still need to go online and buy your ticket. There's two timed entries. So either morning or afternoon sessions. That's just to keep the crowds down so that not everybody wants to go at the same time. And that's so you can have a better experience while you're in it. But it is fully capable of handling everything we can all throw at it.
All right. That's good. And education, you're going to have more classes coming up on hummingbirds, xeriscape plants and design, urban farming practices, and who knows what all's coming through education. They get a wealth of good classes. And that's all from the website, which is?
DallasArboretum.org.
All right, good setup there, Neil. You did well, Tucker. And give the address, if you would, please, and how to find you.
The address is 8525 Garland Road. You can find us on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from points south, take the Grand Avenue exit. It turns into Garland Road. If you're coming from points north, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
Yeah, if you had stumbled on the website, we might have been referring to your predecessor, Tucker Reed, who used to work at the... All right. And the 24-hour information number.
It's 214-515-6500.
I was down at Kenneth Cranfield's the other day taking a look, and I guess you see a lot of Kenneth right now, don't you?
Did you see my plants? How are they looking?
Every one of them look good, all 8 million of them. They look good.
He's my main supplier, especially for spring and summer.
He is
my biggest supplier. So
His stuff is just spectacular. He's really good. Folks, this is Tucker Reed. He is the horticulture manager at the beautiful Dallas Arboretum, and I encourage you to get out there. Tucker, thanks, my friend.
By the way, Neil, one thing. Kenneth did tell me that he saw the number 2 copy of your new book.
He did. That's so right. The number 1 copy will never leave the house.
And is the number 3 copy the autographed copy for me?
It'll be a high number. My kids get 3, 4, 5. But nice try. They'll start arriving tomorrow, Tucker, and so
awesome.
We're getting really close. Thank
Looking
you, my
forward
friend.
To it. You said it was a beautiful book. So.
It looks great. Thank you so much. All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm showing my baby off. Those were hand-bound copies that were FedExed up to me from the bindery. Done on a separate process, and I just was so excited when I saw him. If you've just tuned in for the first time, I've been working since July, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the way through. Took half of Christmas Day off for Christmas, and then back at the computer, and I think it's paid off. I'll tell you in an ad in just a moment. Tucker Reed from the Dallas Arboretum. His report is sponsored today by great people at Arborological Services. You know, I've been doing ads for them now for about 20 years, and when I started doing their ads, I used to explain arborological is a real word. And there probably are still some people who say, what did he say? What is that word? Is that some kind of hokey name? It is not. If you talk to a forester and he talks about things that have to do with trees, he or she will refer to it's an arborological issue. And that's where the name came from. Because these people, I don't think they're offended when I say this, they are beady-eyed serious about trees. Don't be asking them about Shasta daisies. They're just going to be glassy-eyed on that one. But when you need tree help, nobody is their equal. Arborological Services. They do all of our tree work at my home and at my office. They have 11 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. They have college-degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. Two of their people have been selected as Arborists of the Year for the state of Texas, Russell Peters and founder Steve. And so all of these people are just the best it gets. I really like the people at Arborological Services, and you will just not ever find a company that will serve your tree's needs any better, whether it's routine tree maintenance or whether it is some kind of heroic saving of a tree. Arborological Services is the place to go. So I hope that you will go there, and you can go there by phone. They are local. They serve the Dallas, Fort Worth, and immediately surrounding areas. The toll-free number sounds like they're a national company, but they are right here. 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. Oh, I admire these people. Arborological Services. Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY. Steve Hauser at Arborological is just out there doing things to help trees. It is just amazing to watch him. He has on their website at arborological.com, a great big presence in the Chera Tree event coming up right after Earth Day on that weekend, and it'll be down at Fair Park, and I'm going to refer you to arborological.com. It's a great thing. You can support trees and tree care, tree planting, but it also is a really a fun day. So that's the Charitree event at arborological.com. I put it up on our Facebook page earlier this week. Let's go to Gayla in Weatherford. Gayla, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. First, I just wanted to say I am super excited to hopefully soon be getting your book. And I love the pictures that you put. I think it was your newsletter that you put all the pictures of the process up there. And I had kind of forgotten about the book when I ordered it. And then when I saw those, I kind of got all excited again. So that really, well, it's kind of neat because it's not just a book. I feel like I kind of have a background view into it, so I'm just super excited for that.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, thank you for all the hard work you've put into that. But
thank you.
Anyway, I just have a real simple question. I'm going to have a bed that's going to have three areas. They're actually going to be partitioned off from each other, either with edging or something. I haven't decided yet, but I want to put three different types of grasses. I want to do some of the liriope, I guess a silvery sunproof, I think. And some mondo grass and ajuga, just like common ajuga, and it can be a pretty shaded area. And anyway, I just wanted to ask, you know, that the labels all say evergreen, and basically my only question is I just want to ask you, I guess, you know, we're in a pretty warm part of the country. Are those going to be truly evergreen in the winter? I just don't want to end up with a bunch of dead stuff, you know, halfway through.
Okay, and you have ajuga and the liriope, silvery sunproof, and then you have regular mondo grass.
Right, because I know you said that grows fairly well. It's under a pecan, kind of like what your area is. It's a pecan, you know, lots of pecan trees.
Let me tell you what I would suggest out of that, and I have trembles about two of the three plants that you mentioned.
Okay.
Let me just answer one question first that I saw on my monitor, how to keep the mondo grass from invading other ground covers, and you touched on it, and that is metal edging. The green metal edging driven all the way down flush with the soil will stop mondo grass from spreading. It is a good idea where you have to join after 8 or 10 feet the pieces of that metal edging. It's a good idea to put something there, just a piece of plastic milk carton that you slide right in alongside it, just something to seal that one little crack so it can't get through there. But otherwise, that is deep enough to keep it from spreading, or at least it has been in my landscape for 35 years. I'm beginning to think that that's going to work.
Down flush with
flush
the
yeah a lot of people okay. just stick it in about a quarter inch and they think that's great, and I don't understand that, but anyway, okay, so that's the starting point. Silvery sunproof isn't sunproof. It is silvery. It's kind of white, but I find that it gets a fungal leaf spot, and I don't have any more of it. I'm not going to grow that thing again. Green liriope, green liriope, like giant liriope, does very, very well, or any of the others, but silvery sunproof, I don't like as much. Silver dragon is a pretty one for a small area. It's a thin blade. I think it's liriope spicata. It's a different species. And has a silver look to it, and it's kind of slow growing, but pretty for a small area. And then ajuga I would use in a small area because there is a disease that can get in that just takes all of it out in about 3 days. And if you have a big ground cover bed of it, and suddenly you can be out of business. And so I use it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I use it in beds where it's in with other things. And if it dies away, hey, nice to see you. Bye. Gonna miss you. And it's.
Is that real common?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I may just avoid it altogether.
I think it performs a wonderful service as a little blue ground cover, not ground cover, perennial, growing in a perennial bed where you have oxalis and candy tuft and the Texas gold columbine you heard described earlier, things like that. All right. So what I would do is I'd maybe shift to some other ground cover in the shade. If you want something, I have no problem with just a mondo grass ground cover. And then you put stepping stones in it, and you can put color in pots and set them on the stones so they're elevated and they're beautiful. Or if you wanted a couple of kinds of ground cover, purple winter creeper will grow in the shade, and it's very pretty as a ground cover alongside, and you will have to trim it. It will go over the top of the edging, and we'll lay in the Mondo grass, but one or two trimmings a year, and that's all you'd have. I have that pairing a lot of places in my yard.
Purple winter creeper. Okay.
Yep, purple winter creeper euonymus.
Okay.
You could use Asian jasmine that way. The only problem with those two is they have vines, and it's hard to get leaves, like pecan leaves, out of them. I have a lot of ferns, wood ferns, and that makes a beautiful back to the Mondo grass. Now, it dies to the ground in the winter, but it's, it's so pretty and a nice textural difference. I have a harbor dwarf Nandina in a couple of beds where it is against Mondo grass.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a ground cover called Lamium, or dead nettle, that is in with alongside Mondo grass. It does spread, but it's so easy to get rid of. It's no problem. So those are some other options. I didn't get in English ivy, but it's a possibility as well.
Okay, so you said the green liriope and the Mondo grass, they are both evergreen.
They're both way evergreen. I don't see them growing side by side as well, because you have the same texture, same kind of look. But,
if you had
a third plant that had a very different texture, then that would bless both of them and tie it together. Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, good luck with it all.
All right, thanks.
All right. Okay. All right, Carolyn in Fort Worth, you will be our next call up, and we're going to talk about those grub worms, and I hope you'll stay with me because I can help, and I think we need to talk about it. I want to tell you right now about the book that we were just describing. I have worked really hard. This is my fifth book. One of them never made it to print because the publisher went out of business. A couple of times I have had books actually two times where publishers went out of business. I also have had experiences where I didn't really get any kind of a royalty statement, just a small check. And I said, I'm willing to sell a lot fewer books by not putting it in bookstores, but in having the control of what goes in my book, how it is said, what paper is chosen, being at the press checks. I've never been at the press checks for any of my books before, and I have on this one. My thanks to the great people at Clear Visions in San Antonio. They did a heroic job on this book. Now, here is where we stand on the book. It is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It is not a revision of Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, published 24 years ago. It is not that. 23, I was right, first time. It is not that. It is a completely new, I didn't even look at the old boot book as I was doing this book. I opened it a few times in 9 months, but rarely. I wanted this book to be totally, radically different, and it is. It's beautiful, and so much information and charts and 840 of my photographs, 344 pages. It's heavy when you pick it up. You'll say, wow, that's heavy. Lovely book. They did a great job for me. We are getting our first shipment tomorrow by noon or shortly after, and they are going in. If you ordered already, they will be dropped into the U.S. Postal Service this week in San Antonio from the Fulfillment Center. That will begin Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Many thousands have been sold. It's going to take them a little while to get them all boxed in into the mail service, but I was told late Friday that they would all be mailed by Thursday, and so then it's up to the mail service to get them to you in a timely manner. But thank you for your patience on it. The book is beautiful. If you haven't bought it yet, we have a special for you, and if you need it for Mother's Day, I would really suggest calling my office and let us handle that one separately. That's 800-752-GROW. There will be someone there until 11 o'clock today. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. And we will mail those a little differently than we will the ones that are going from the Fulfillment Center. If you just would like to get the book on order and get it as quickly as possible, my suggestion is to order online if at all possible, and that's neilsperry.com, neilsperry.com. Book is a regular $32.95, on sale for $28.95 plus tax and postage. And if you'd like to save a ton on my magazine, you can buy it with the book, and the total price that should have been $56.90 is only $42.95. Satisfaction guaranteed to every penny. 1-800-752-GROW, and that's until 11 o'clock today, or at neilsperry.com.
A message for Advanced Foundation Repair. We're heading into the all-too-predictable summer, and there's one more thing you can always count on: foundation problems. North Texas soils expand and contract with the seasons, and foundation problems are almost inevitable. Fortunately, the patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, year to year, owner to owner. Estimates are free. Give them a call, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
Before you trim trees or start any kind of construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, I really would suggest you call Encore, O-N-C-O-R, Encore.com. Call them, though, at 888-313-6862. 888-313-6862. They can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. Don't work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. We've had a lot of limb breakage over the icy winter and even in the windstorms this spring. And so be very cautious as you're out reaching up above your head with pruning tools that there isn't a power line somewhere in there. Before you dig in your yard for trenches or for planting trees, you might want to have Encore come out and mark any underground utilities. Call 811 at least two business days before you start digging to have underground lines located and marked at no charge. For more information, go to Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
My good buddy, Dr. Steve George with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. They just kind of put everything they could get onto that title. Steve is a horticulturist, research horticulturist. I have a lot of admiration for his work. One of the things that he brought to my knowledge about 10 or 15 years ago was expanded shale. He said, Neil, this replaces sand. Oh, it replaces sand. We used to talk about using washed brick sand. Expanded shale is the product to add to loosen tight clay soils. Add it with organic matter such as compost or sphagnum peat moss or pine bark mulch or rotted manure or a little bit of all of them. But if you are improving a clay soil, and we almost all of us garden in clay soils in North Texas, then you need expanded shale. Trinity Expanded Shale and Clay is the only manufacturer of expanded shale in Texas. It's the ideal way to get long-term improvement of North Texas clay soils. A couple of inches of expanded shale, a couple of inches of the organic matter, three or four. Rototill it all into the top 10 or 15 inches of topsoil. It will last 5 or 10 years. You will not have to replace it for a long time. You'll have to replace the organic matter, but the expanded shale will be right there. I know because I've used it over those years. It's available in bulk from Living Earth and Soil Building Systems, and it's also available bagged at many independent retail garden centers. They can get it for you. That is Trinity Expanded Shale and Clay. More information, contact Eric Nelson with Trinity Expanded Shale. 817-635-8541. If you have questions, 817-635-8541, Trinity Expanded Shale. To our phones, Carolyn, Fort Worth. This is Neil. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for waiting on me.
I've got, I guess, a massive infestation of grub worms, and their little friends, the moles, have arrived, and other critters digging up my yard to get to them. I know I have a bunch of them because I had a sprinkler head malfunction, so I started digging to get down to it. And it was just grub worm after grub worm after grub worm. When do I treat, and how do I treat them?
All right, the product to use is called Merit, and it is the generic product within Merit is imidacloprid, I-M-I-D-A-C-L-O, clo-P-R-I-D, prid. Imidacloprid, and every garden center, almost every garden center will have it. There's some who handle only organic things, and they would not, but it is a very common insecticide. You okay?
Yeah, sorry about that. It was an alarm going off my phone.
I was hoping it wasn't your tummy. No, you're fine. You're fine. That is a systemic insecticide, and it is applied at a different time than we used to apply the products that we had 10 and 15 years ago. The Merit is applied in late June, last week of June, or in early July. Now, let me explain why. You are going, with that insecticide treatment, you're actually attacking the next generation after the June bugs come out and mate and lay their eggs, the small June bugs, not the big ones that come out early like right now, but the smaller ones. Those are the ones that do the damage and that are so common. And so that late June, very first week of July, last week of June treatment will get them as they hatch at the end of July, and it will kill them at that point. They're not actively feeding right now, and I'm not sure if you put that product out right now that you'd get much control. I don't know. Most people call and say, I got devastated by grub worms. My lawn is torn up, you know, in terms of they ate all the roots. The lawn's dead. And for them, there's no reason, because the grubs are not feeding anymore, there's no reason to put anything out right now. The thing I have never had asked before is where the moles enter the picture, and so from that standpoint, I think you're probably better off to use the mole remedies that you can get at a farm supply store or a really good hardware store for the moles, at least for short term, and then treat for the grubs as a preventive in late June, early July.
I've tried just about every mole treatment.
They're
there
tough.
Is.
They are difficult. Yeah.
They I don't know. It's like estrogen for female moles. They just have more babies. They're all over, front and back, side, everywhere, and just digging up everything. If they're not eating the grub worms, are they after the?
No, I think they are. That's the thing I don't know how to help you, because the grubs are probably not going to be impacted by the Merit applied at this time. I don't know what would impact the grubs at this time. I think they are they're pupating at this point. They're about to go into their pupal cases and turn into June beetles, so there just isn't much you can do.
Okay. Well, I used to have a bird dog who, you know, kept all of the critters away, and unfortunately he died, and it seems like as soon as the dog was gone, the moles and everything else moved in to take over. I guess I need to get another dog.
Well, we just did an SPCA Pet of the Week, and there are lots of them there for you, so there you go.
All right. Thanks so much for your help.
Thanks for being patient with me and waiting. Thank you, Carolyn. All right, Jack in North Richland Hills, you are going to be coming up right on the other side, and Spencer in Plano with a red oak problem. Don in Everman, I want to talk to you about your pomegranate. I really want to talk to you about your pomegranate. Let's get our news break done here. Dallas Plumbing Company, they are a Carrier dealer, and they are fabulous for that, and they have a plumbing showroom, and they are fabulous for that. They are fabulous. It's now unanimous in all regards. I've been using their services at our home for a long time, and we have been using their products out of their showroom, their kitchen and bath showroom, for a long, long time. We remodeled almost 10 years ago, and everything in our house came from Dallas Plumbing. I didn't dream that I would ever be doing ads for them. They have been around for 111 years, serving the Metroplex since 1903. It's a family business, the Downs family, now in fourth generation, and they love their business, they love their customers, and that's handed back the other direction as well. Dallas Plumbing Company's earned multiple awards. Consumer Choice Award winner, there's that handback. Best Plumber in D Magazine, the list grows and grows. Now, they are a Carrier Factory authorized dealer, and right now you can get up to $1,450 back as a rebate on a new Carrier heating and cooling unit, or 0% interest if you pay in full within a year. This offer is good through May 31, so call Dallas Plumbing Company for details and a free estimate. Carrier, turn to the experts. Dallas Plumbing Company also has, as I mentioned, a complete kitchen and bath showroom. It's for faucets and fixtures. Come in and see all the new designer and name brand faucets, sinks, toilets, and tubs now on display. Dallas Plumbing can install, repair, and maintain anything they sell. Stop in, browse through the spectacular showroom Monday through Friday, Saturday mornings. Dallas Plumbing, 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. Oh, what is it? Half a mile north of LBJ, 11055 Plano Road in Dallas. For more information, 214-340-6300, dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
Covington's Nursery is a sight to behold now with all the spring flowering trees and shrubs and vines, Japanese maples and all the shade trees glowing with fresh new foliage. Their beautiful newly expanded shopping area behind the store is stocked with full, gorgeous annual and perennial flowers, succulents, vegetables, and herbs. It is amazing. It's beautiful what Joe Covington and his builders and his team of horticulturists have put out there for us to go and enjoy. At Covington's, you'll find 18 acres of the best plants for our area. Everything you want or need for spring planting and getting your outdoor spaces looking just the way you want them. Inside the store, you'll find lush tropicals, unique gifts, accessories for home and garden. They have a new line of pottery, great selections of fountains, bird baths, statuary, iron trellises, and garden accents. They have all kinds of things to get you inspired and all kinds of veteran salespeople. You know what? The people that you see there probably were there 5 or 10 years ago. Some of them maybe 20 or 25 years ago. Joe and Gail founded the business 42 years ago. That's a long service to the Rowlett industry and now to all of North Texas, because it's so easy to get to Covington Nursery and Landscape Company. By the way, if you go to covingtonnursery.com, there's no S in the middle of it. It's Covington Nursery, double N, covingtonnursery.com. You can see a list of all of the merchandise they have on sale, their whole inventory. They're 7 days a week, 972-475-5888, 972-475-5888, covingtonnursery.com, 5518 President George Bush Highway, just north of State Highway 66 in Rowlett. They're 10 minutes away from Central Expressway via George Bush. That's Covington Nursery in Rowlett. It's time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom and Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. 937 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. Allergy season is here. We'll have the story after your first weather and traffic. Our weather in touch forecast. We're still looking for rain through most of the day with a chance of severe storms possibly late this afternoon into this evening. Up to 80 for the high today, down to 47 tonight. Tomorrow, the showers, maybe a drop or two in the morning, but it's going to be clearing out, windy, and much cooler tomorrow with a high of only 56. It is 68 at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. Downtown Dallas, you've got a wreck eastbound I-30 at the northbound ramp to I-35E. The left and center lanes are blocked. And in Fort Worth, police reporting a new major accident on South Park Lane at West Cleburne Road. Well, the wacky weather this past winter turning into spring, creating a tough season for allergy sufferers. Dr. Jennifer Ashton says there's some simple things you can do at home to help.
Keep your windows in your home and your car closed so you don't get that pollen literally in your face. Shower before bed is key because that pollen, that green film, is on your skin and your hair. Nasal saline spray, very effective. Neti pot to rinse out your nasal passages. When in doubt, rinse it out.
And Dr. Ashton says if you have medicine for allergies, start taking that medication now. Well, it's the first report of a gun battle in eastern Ukraine where Russian gunmen have seized a number of government buildings in recent days. Ukraine's interior minister says special forces exchanged gunfire when a pro-Russian militia in the eastern city of Slavansk, with at least one security officer killed and five others wounded. Pope Francis tossed aside his prepared homily on this Palm Sunday, instead speaking entirely off the cuff to a crowd gathered at St. Peter's Square, called on people, himself included, to look into their own hearts to see how they are living their lives. Again, 80 for the high today. Could see some severe thunderstorms this afternoon. It's cloudy, 68 degrees at DFW Airport. From the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. Let's get back to Niels Berry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Let's do it right now. In fact, let me tell you about Dixon Brothers. Mary Traveland is my announcer. You hear that beautiful voice opening up each hour of my program. And she is one of the owners with her husband of Dixon Brothers, and left over from her father. It's been a family business for, gosh, I guess 40 years, something like that. They're nice people. Does your swimming pool need a spring cleaning? Well, call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 for a great deal on a new pool sweep to do the job for you. Did your pool equipment suffer winter freeze damage? Does your pool motor sound funny? Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537 to schedule a licensed technician to fix everything for you. Does the pool water look murky and brown? Yeah. Come to Dixon Brothers for spring cleaning supplies and beneficial pond maintenance products to make your pond sparklingly clean and your fish healthy and happy. Dixon Brothers, your best resource for everything aquatic. For 41 years, they've been working with water, providing quality water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool equipment and service, pumps, motors, pool chemicals, water well pumps, and supplies. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex Authority. Call 972-288-7537 for more information or directions. That's 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, one block north of Old Downtown Mesquite. They're fabulous. Open 6 days a week. Go in tomorrow. Dixon Brothers, 204 North Galloway, 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
When seconds count, when severe weather breaks, we'll be here for you. You can count on it. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
Well, we've been going through just a terrible drought. I have a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. And that drought has taken our lawns to new lows. This is the perfect time to get out there and start repairing the damage. With just three simple steps, your lawn will be healthy and green in no time. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, plant grass seed that's designed to withstand heat and drought. That would be Scott's Turf Builder grass seed with water smart technology. And third and finally, feeding is the best thing to do to strengthen a drought damaged lawn. Feed your newly planted grass with Scott's starter food for new grass. Now let's say that you don't need to plant new grass. Let's say you just need to fertilize your lawn. What would I recommend? Well, the iconic brand across America, and that is Scott's Turf Builder lawn food. Simple as that. Scott's Turf Builder. You'll find all of the Scott's products you need for your project at your local Lowe's store. Save 20% on both Scott's Turf Builder grass seed and Scott's starter food for new grass in 15-pound bags or larger. For more information, go to scotts.com. scotts.com. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. Let's go back to the phone lines. Now we have Jack in North Richland Hills. Hi, Jack. How are you?
Hello, Neil. After that hard freeze, we got down to about 6 degrees here. My lantana and purple fountain grass are not showing signs of life.
Purple fountain grass never will. It's an annual in North Texas. That's a given.
Mine has been around for about 4 years.
Okay. I have never successfully gotten it through a winter in my landscape. I've grown it for 20 years. I always use it as an annual.
Okay.
And it's a very rare day when it comes back. So
lantana?
Lantana depends on the variety. It is a late thing to reemerge. It wouldn't surprise me at all if lantana was hurt this year. I'm looking at St. Augustine that's extremely lethargic. I'm looking at Asian jasmine that is still brown, and thinking, boy, if that took that big a hit, then some other things are going to end up showing damage as well. This was a very, very damaging winter.
If there's no sign of life on lantana yet, then
I would wait another week or two. Or if you have a lot of plants, you could dig down around one crown and just see if you see any live roots down in the ground. What type was it?
I have no idea. I had several types. Some of it's 4 or 5 years old.
The types that normally come back the best are the shrubby types that get 3 or 4 feet tall, and the orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. The ones that are a lot less likely to come back, most especially, are the trailing lavender, and then the trailing gold and white ones are also very, very
vulnerable. They were all shrubs.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they'll come back, but if they don't, that wouldn't surprise me either. We are at a north boundary for them. A lot of perennials. I mean, you gotta look at perennials and say, okay, it's perennial in South Texas. Might be perennial for me here. Gold Star Esperanza is almost a shrub in South Texas, and here we have to use it as an annual. It's just the way those plants operate. Tomatoes are perennials. Cotton is perennial in their native homes, and certainly we don't deal with them that way. I don't know what to tell you, Jay. You waited 35 minutes for what is now turning out to be just a non-answer for you other than wait a week. But the purple fountain grass, I really would encourage you not to expect that, and if it comes back, then that's a blessing for you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. I'm glad you called. Hang in there. All right. Spencer in Plano. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sperry. I just want to express my appreciation for the hospitality last Thursday night at the IHOP.
Oh. I didn't know who Spencer was. That's cool. You're welcome.
Well, and another I want to send you a little book that I've written about my experiences in Wimberley. Over a 20-year period in the 50s and 70s, can I mail it to Post Office Box 864 in McKinney?
You've done your homework. Yes, sir, please. And please,
I'll do that.
Please, ask that it be shared with Neil, and that'll do it. I'm happy you called. I didn't intend for that to be identified when I wrote that on the napkin.
I know. I didn't even know you. But my wife said after you left, well, you know who that was, don't you? I said, no, I don't know who that was. I talked to everybody.
This gentleman was in World War II, and he was talking World War II with friends of his, and he is fabulous. Spencer,
well,
I appreciate your call.
I appreciate that, Mr. Sperry.
Yeah, it's
and
Neil.
And you're going to enjoy this little monograph that I'm sending you.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
All right, Mr.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
That was fun. Thanks. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, I tried to do something anonymously, and it kind of blew up on me. But you know what? That's kind of fun that way. Let's take our last break, and then we'll come back and go to Don and Rick and Will. And I'm going to get you guys all in because you've waited very patiently on me. So my book is finished. I was at all of the press. I missed about four or five. I ended up in the ER while I was in San Antonio. For something, I think it was onion allergies. I think somebody slipped me some onions. I know right where it happened. And anyway, that doesn't matter at this point, but the book looks beautiful, and Clear Visions did a glorious job printing it. 44 times we went into that press room to confirm colors and to adjust colors so this book would be just the book that I've always dreamed I would have. I have self-published it, which means that you pay the bill yourself, and it means that you take the chance yourself. It means that you find an artist, and my artist, Cindy Smith, is second to none. You find an editor, Carolyn Skye, who is editor of my magazine and eGarden's electronic newsletter, second to none. And we were the team of three. Colin Flood helped me get the book printed and has nurtured it all the way through the printing and binding process. And to Brad Dietrich at Clear Visions, thank you. The books are going into the U.S. Postal Service beginning Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. There are thousands of them that will be going out. If you have not ordered Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, a completely different book from anything I've ever written, the last book that you have that I have written is Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. I was proud of that book, and I still am. Sold, I guess, a million copies, but the publisher never bothers to tell me anything. Said 700,000 copies. When they printed the cover 23 years ago, so we'll assume. If you see that book in stores, that's the old book. If my book is not going to be in stores, it's available through my magazine office, or it's available by calling the office right now or by going online. That's what I was trying to say. But it covers everything you need to know to be successful in gardening in the Lone Star State. Now, the book is $32.95 on sale today. Until 11 at $28.95, or you can get a copy of my book, the brand new book, and a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, a $56.90 value for only $42.95, again until 11 today. And if you order today before 11 or on the website today, the order will ship immediately behind the pre-orders that we have going out this week. So it'll ship late this week or early next week out of the fulfillment center in South Texas. All right, here's the number, 1-800-752-GROW. but until 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, or you can order online at Neil Sperry, NeilSperry.com.
Shades of Green in Frisco has the plants you need to color your world. The nursery is absolutely bursting with the colors and textures of spring. Annual color, perennials, herbs, veggies, roses, flowering shrubs and trees are arriving daily, from the ordinary to the hard-to-find natives and well-adapted plants. Be sure to properly prepare your planting beds with Shades of Green's wide selection of mulches, compost, fertilizers, and organic products. Unique home and garden accents have arrived, as well as beautiful pottery and fountains to give that perfect finishing touch to your porch, patio, and landscape. Shades of Green would like to remind you that it's still a great time to plant trees. They have over 40 varieties of trees available, and they can plant and guarantee them for you. Fresh arrivals from their farm include beautiful Chinese pistache, live oak, red oak, and Eldorica pine, just to name a few. Need some planting ideas and suggestions for sprucing up your landscape? Well, give them a call to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com for information on all their upcoming events and promotions. That's shadesofgreeninc.com.
You've counted on us before. You can count on us now. The source for severe weather information. News Talk 820 AM, WBAP.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WhizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes Saturday, April 19th, how to build a segmental retaining wall, and on Saturday, April 26th, how to build a flagstone patio. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WhizQ Stone. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens or visit their website at whiz-q.com. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
You know, normally when I have an advertiser, I really hope that you need their services. I really hope that you will call them right away. I really hope that, you will tie in with them. I have Advanced Foundation Repair. I really hope you don't need their services. But let me tell you, if you don't, they'll tell you that. The home inspection is free. You have nothing to lose. If you are concerned that you might have a foundation problem, if you have seen any of the telltale symptoms of doors and windows that don't work right, cracks developing, and or if you saw them last summer, they may not be quite as visible right now, but they're going to come back. And as dry as we've been, they may come back with a vengeance. Advanced Foundation Repair is the place to call. They're the best it gets. 20 years now almost. I'm in my 20th year of advertising for Fred Marshall and his team. And the home inspection is free. It'll take an hour to an hour and a half, and they will show you exactly where problems exist, if there are problems. They don't create problems. They're not interested. They have all the work they need. They're not interested in doing something that doesn't need to be done, and they will tell you. They have told several people, and several friends of mine, I get feedback, and the people say, wow, thanks for talking about them, because I didn't have any problems, and they told me that. The other company said it's going to be $8,000 to fix what turns out to be nothing. That's the integrity of Advanced Foundation Repair. And if they do work for you, if there is a problem, it's guaranteed for the life of the house, transferable owner to owner, and they were the first ever to do that. They hold the patents. They hold my heart as far as foundation repairs are concerned. I use them. I've used them twice, home and office. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair. Don is in Everman, and now he's on the air. Don, good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I've got a question about my pomegranate tree. It's not showing signs of budding or leafing out.
That's what I was afraid you were going to say, and I'm seeing that and hearing that from a lot of other people. There was one other time, Don, we've lived in the Metroplex for 44 years now, and there was one other time that I saw that happen, and that was after 83, 84. They froze to the ground and they came back. They came back with a lot of new growth, just a lot of stems, and we had to retrain them as shrubs. I hope that will happen this year if the tops don't come back out. But I'm hearing that. It's hard to understand winter damage. We did not get, like we did that year, below freezing for 290 hours. December 23, 1989, we went to 4 below 0 where I live in rural Collin County, and we didn't come even close to that this year, but we're seeing a lot of damage. I'm kind of wondering about some of the crepe myrtles I'm watching leaf out. They seem to be a little here, a little there, and that's kind of what happened 5 or 6 years ago. Part of it, I think, was the first freeze, ice storm in early December. Things weren't completely dormant yet, so all we can do is wait and see. I wouldn't take them out physically. I would cut them to the ground and see if they offer to resprout. If they do, they will do that within the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Okay, so just give it a little bit more time.
I would. Yes, sir, I would. I know it's hard to wait and especially hard to look at it. I will tell you this. If they are not leafing out at this point, and especially if that wood is brittle, you can at least tidy things up by cutting them down to 3 or 4 inches. And then you don't have to look at all the bare stems.
Okay, well, I'll give it maybe a couple of more weeks before I do that severe job of
cutting right
back.
All right.
And just see what happens.
Good luck.
Okay.
All right, thanks for the call. Rick and Sanger, this is Neil. How can I help you?
Well, you talked a while ago to a young lady about ground cover in a shaded area.
And yes, sir.
I missed what you were saying. I just caught the very tail end of it. And I have a shaded area between two houses that nothing grows.
All right, let me give you the short form of it so I don't have to recreate the program. I like Mondo grass, monkey grass, very much regular monkey grass as my shade ground cover. I have a lot of it. I have a lot of other things listed on my website at neilsperry.com and on my Facebook page in my notes about how to cope with shade and what ground covers do best. I've also used liriope, wood fern. I've used aspidistra as a tall ground cover. Some of this I did not cover with her. And the polygonatum that we talked about with Tucker Reed at 45 minutes ago from the Arboretum would be pretty in the shade. There are a lot of good ground covers for the shade, even purple winter creeper, euonymus, and monkey and Asian jasmine. So all of those are candidates for shade ground cover. Mondo grass is the one I've used the most. I must run. I really appreciate the call. Lee, do you know what Will wanted in North Park, Kerr County about his aloe vera? Okay. Will, I'm sorry. I tried, and that one just got away from me. Aloe vera needs morning sun and then shade in the afternoon. I would leave it in a pot. Call me back next week or put it on my Facebook page. That would be good at Neil Sperry. Folks, the number to my magazine office, if you're trying to call, 800-752-GROW for my new book, Call Before 11. Lee Riza, thank you. Happy gardening.